We'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann. I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 7-0. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 7-0. And I don't see anybody sitting out there in the chair, so I don't think we'll have any comments from the public today. So, I mean, we used to get at least a few people.
You've got Scooter and Doug over there.
Scooter and Doug. Yeah, somebody's calling in for a comment.
Hey, when that happens during equalization, he buys lunch for the group. Hang out.
Yeah. Harry can't turn his volume down either.
Patty, what? I know later we're on the regular agenda, we'll have a couple of things. We have the
You'll have your evaluations and your resolution for your preliminary levies. So, right. I really don't have anything for this morning, not unless anybody has any questions on anything. So, I guess we used to do that under equalization, but we don't do it that way anymore.
No, they told me that it needs to be done under the board
regular board
agenda.
Meetings. So that's when you'll really, I mean, and that's pretty simplified too. I gave you the sheets ahead of time, but we need to read it in and stuff. So. Otherwise, I'm pretty boring right this morning.
That's okay. What kind of public reaction have you had for this year as far as valuations? And, of course, now we're going to have to start paying them here in a week or so. What kind of reaction have you had in your office?
Oh, I've had a few people concerned about some of the things, but it hasn't been overly, you know. A couple people, I think, have picked up Turk forms, but haven't heard anything. They have until the 20th, when is Friday? I think Friday.
Is it 21st?
First.
Oh, maybe have a little bit yet. 24th or 25th of next week to file a
24th is Monday.
So, as far as I know, there's a couple that picked them up, but I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Not a lot. I think a guy was in yesterday just kind of wondering what we did on him. Pulled it out. He was a no-show, so. Yeah, I haven't had a lot of feedback. But okay. Have you guys had any?
I think we've all had one or two the same person.
Yeah. But I've had some people now started to ask questions about what that maybe will do to their taxes. You know, I mean, you know, the valuation went up 27%, but said, you know, the mill levy from the county, you've been telling them will go down, and it looks like it'll go down 3 or 4 mill levy in that range.
I noticed,
you know,
all the fire districts I did, there was a lot that used to be over because of a special election. Now they're under the 7.5 cents, so.
The townships, yeah.
One thing I really would like to iterate, too, is these people need to take it further. I mean, you know, every year they come to the local level and it still needs to go on further, you know. And so I hope they just don't drop it here. If they want to talk further, they need to get old people. And, you know, it's going to take more than one or two. So I have a workshop next week in North Platte, so I'm anxious to see if anything's discussed there, so.
Hasn't that been a main topic with NACO also, and working with the state legislature relative to, let's get serious about finding some other ways to fund our schools and to fund many of the things that we're doing instead of just all on property. And so I think NACO has this as a higher agenda, but I don't know.
Well, the road bill that Senator Fisher, that she sponsored back when she was there, they're going to give an additional, what is it, 5% or 10% back on the road, the federal road bond, or the federal dollars that came in? I think that article came back because initially they asked us if we wanted to be part of that, and then they told us we were going to be part of that, and they skimmed 20% off the top. So I think they're only going to skim 10% now. So that'll.
It's 90% now.
Yeah, so that'll
80,
be better.
Get back 90.
Yeah. And then because once they go to the state from the feds, they then become state dollars, so then we lose some of the federal regulations that we have to follow. So that's a benefit. I think that'll be good.
I think Senator Fisher is supposed to be. I think she's going to have an open meeting here in Beatrice sometime here recent in the near future, but I'm not sure where it is. When it is, I haven't heard yet.
There was an email or something. Mm-hmm. I saw something too. That'd
be good if anybody wants. You know, she wants to hear what we have to say, and she's obviously very aware of the property tax issues coming out of the legislature and being a wrestler.
It's in August yet, yeah. I remember right. But yeah, she's.
So I don't know. I could call her office, but I. I might have her cell phone number somewhere, maybe.
Otherwise, anybody, anything else for equalization?
You want to just give me a holler when you holler. Get ready? Because you don't have a distinct time on
no.
there, do you?
We have a couple time agendas, but we could have you before then or after then.
Okay.
Because the budget's way at the last about to talk about that. So in the committees, we won't be talking much about the budget. So we'll have that discussion at the end on the agenda here.
I'll be back.
We'll give you a call. Close the Board of Equalization meeting at 8:37.